First, Colin, getting the brace in the Pitcher League semifinals. Can you just talk about tonight's game?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, unreal crowd. I think I said this when we played Loyola, it was the best crowd we've had, and I think that was even better. So shout out to the fans for that. It really kept us going when the game was 0-0. It was spurring us forward the whole time. So that was awesome. And to get two goals, they're in a low block, so it was always going to be hard, but we found a way to break it down. Thankful I could score two goals, but couldn't have done it without my teammates. The whole game, they were in great spots. Could have been anybody. So it was just a overall great team performance. Great to have all the fans out here. So it was good night, good night.
What was said at halftime? Obviously, the shots were limited for both teams going in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they're in a low block, so it's going to be tough to break down. We talked about how they're kind of jamming in the middle, and we want to look to go outside to get service into the box and to play in from the outside. So we looked to do that in the second half, and it was good that Giuseppe could get an assist from that kind of play. So it worked in the second half.
And then for you, Jason, it's your first Patriot League tournament game. Can you just talk about what you were looking to do in the second half and then to get a victory?
Just trying to make an impact off the bench. And, you know, I think I did a good job finding Colin on that second goal. You know, made a good run and then good finish from him. And then on the first goal, finding Giuseppe and then Colin again with a great finish. So, no, just trying to make an impact for the team, you know.
Yeah, Colin, you told me after that Holy Cross win that it's a very nothing for you guys. Obviously, this is your first Patriot League tournament game. Just kind of talk about the intensity, just how much this means to you. Obviously, you're a grad student, you've been here forever. Talk about the moment. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I got in a little bit of trouble for saying it's ring or nothing. But, yeah, we take it one game at a time, and I think now we're finally to the finals, and so that one game is for a ring, and that's something we have to acknowledge, but also just keep doing what we're doing. This is a goal we've had for a long time, but at the end of the day, we got to stay the course and we got to just keep doing what we do, and the rest takes care of itself. So just staying positive, keep working hard, all that stuff, and it'll be a good day.
Jason, you called and spoke about the low block they were playing, and you operate in those, you know, half spaces. On the bench, was there any point where you were like, this is a game I can get my teeth into? Because we were sitting there up in the booth saying, like, this game was calling out for someone like
me. Yeah.
What were you thinking on the bench?
Yeah, there? No, for sure. You know, I felt like there was pockets that we could definitely find, and I feel like we were finding them as much in the first half. So I definitely told myself if I came on, I'd try and find those pockets, you know, just be patient and, you know, stay ready. So.
Yeah, that's a really good question, too. Great ball knowledge.
Yeah. And then for either of you guys, obviously, you know, I think in the first half, whenever – you know, both you guys are midfielders. Whenever you guys got the ball in midfield, it was kind of like pretty isolated out there. You're kind of taking on multiple players, trying to carry the ball and progress it yourselves. Just talk about having to kind of break down the block yourself by carrying the ball instead of maybe passing it. Like, you guys, I guess my question is, you didn't really have, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know
if
it's making
any
sense.
No, it makes sense. I think times in the first half, I was kind of forcing it too much myself. And I think halftime coaches reminded me, just play wide, play simple, and the rest of the game comes to you. And I think we did that in the second half. I found times to dribble, obviously, but I think I found better times to dribble in the second half, and I think that's what helped us be more successful. So waiting for the right times to do it, and then choosing those moments and attacking from there.
And then coming off that, like, talk about, obviously, the first goal is you kind of just taking a chance, mm-hmm. right, with that outside-of-the-box shot. In this type of game, just talk about the confidence it takes and just kind of the process behind just, you know, kind of just taking those chances outside the box and just going for it.
Yeah. After the Navy game last year, when we tied 0-0 and lost in penalties, I remember I was really upset, not at how I played, but the fact that I couldn't have done something to find a goal. And that kind of resonated with me. And I think I told myself going into this game, if there's a chance to take, like, I have to take it. I'm an older player on the team. I'm one of the guys people look to. And that responsibility falls on my shoulders, just as it did a year ago when I couldn't do it. So I like the pressure. I like the responsibility. And I have all the confidence in the world in myself and my teammates to get me into good spots. And I think that's what you saw in the goals.
And this is for both of you guys. But, you know, you dream of, you know, having a chance to play for a title. What's your guys' both mindsets going to be in the days, you know, leading up to Saturday, and just kind of making sure you're the best head coach you can be?
No, just taking it one day at a time, you know, preparing, resting up now, probably like rest up tomorrow and then back in for Thursday and Friday, you know, just focus on whoever we'll play, whether that's Lafayette or Loyola, and yeah.
Yeah, we'll watch some film on whoever we play. I think they're in overtime right now.
Yeah.
Watch some film, do some technical work, just stay sharp, nothing too crazy on the legs. And just stay loose. I mean, if you think about it for 3 days straight, you're going to psych yourself out. So just do things that make you happy. You know, go get a coffee in the morning, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, we got plenty of time to think about the game when we're in here. So when we're not, just do our thing and kind of stay loose.
Talk about how much it's going to mean playing at home in that game, obviously, against Lafayette. You guys played on a grass field in the rain. It's tough. You guys have both said that, you know, playing at home is really important. You're undefeated at home this season. Mm-hmm. Just talk about how much being at home is going to help you on Saturday.
Yeah, like I said, man, the crowd has been incredible the last few games, and it just gets us going for the opponent and what we have to do. And a game like this, it helped us a lot, and a game like the final, it's going to help us a lot. Those big games, man, it's really tough. It can go either way, so having those people behind you, supporting you, kind of cheering you on, saying your name, it really helps you a lot, so helps us stay motivated.
Crowd was good today, but it has to be better on Saturday, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, we're calling everybody at BU. We want to see you guys there.
Saturday, no class, so you guys got
to
be there for
have
sure.
To.
Yeah,
so.
Have to.
And then last for me, just talk about, obviously, you weren't here for this, but last year you guys lost in the semifinals at home in a penalty shootout.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like for a while it was kind of going that direction. Too. Just talk about what you learned last year that helped you tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you try not to think about that stuff, like going to a penalty shootout. I mean, we still had two overtimes plus like 15 minutes, so it's almost a full half of play, so you just kind of try and do your thing. But obviously it's in the back of your mind, and you know, in a game where you kind of feel like you're controlling it, you want to end the game in regulation and not leave it up to penalties. And I think that's what we did. We kept going, we kept staying the course, and eventually we found the goal, so that was nice.
That's all I got.
Thank you guys.
Congrats.
Guys.